Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me in our visual radio studios to talk a little bit about the open enrollment period now for Be Well New Mexico from the organization, Juliet Yazzi is here, and also Katrina Smith. Juliet, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you visiting with us. And Katrina Smith, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in as well. And so open enrollment started on November 1st.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
And so now we're into the re-enrollment season, I suppose, or enrollment season. And so you all are making the rounds and traveling across the state to talk to residents about what this means to them, right?
Yep, correct.
And so basically, if somebody is in need of insurance and health insurance, this is the time to make their decisions, correct?
Absolutely, yes. So open enrollment began November 1st and will end December 15th. So now's the time for individuals to go ahead and update their applications for plan year 2020 to make sure they're receiving the correct premium amount as well as the correct subsidy amounts as well.
Got you. And that would include then income information and family information and all that kind
Absolutely,
of stuff,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, things change every year. So just to make sure that you're receiving the correct premium amounts and things of that sort, you want to make sure that you update your applications on an annual basis. And now's the time to do that.
Great. Got you. And Katrina, let me know a little bit about, from your point of view, what's the important thing for folks to keep in mind during this re-enrollment period?
This re-enrollment period, we want to let people know that we still have four carriers for open enrollment 2020, and that is New Mexico Health Connections, Molina, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and True Health New Mexico.
Okay. And these are all available on the health exchange, right?
Correct.
On the insurance exchange in New Mexico, right?
That is correct.
And that website, again, I'm sure folks probably know, but
BeWellNM.com.
That's the one to go to.
That's correct. Either you can go to our website or you can give us a call at 1-833-862-3935.
Okay. Very good. I'll have you repeat those numbers and websites in a few minutes at the end of the program this morning. And so are folks getting more used to this process every year of going onto the website during this period and seeing what's available and understanding some of the changes and some of the different plans that are offered, or are you still answering a lot of people's questions?
So we are always answering questions. Okay. Yeah, that seems like a never-ending road for
us.
Well,
we know healthcare is complicated,
yes,
so I understand that for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. So we just want to provide our assistance as well, just to make sure that individuals and families are making an informed decision when it comes to their health coverage.
Right. Mm-hmm. And have there been any major changes then this year over maybe last year? Are there more benefits available or the same number of plans on the website and things like that? Has that changed at all?
We'll still have the same number of carriers, like Katrina said. We currently have four carriers available for plan year 2019. And then for 2020, we'll go ahead and have four carriers as well. So that's great. So there are a lot of plans to choose from, different metal levels. So again, we still have the bronze, silver, and gold, as well as platinum categories. New Mexico currently does not offer a platinum plan, but we still have a number of plans to choose from.
And how does that compare to other states? Are we about, on average, are we offering more than other states or a little less than other states?
We offer more than other states because all our carriers provide services in all 33 counties here in the state of New Mexico, where other states, that's not one of the requirements for them.
And I imagine that would be important for the state to want to make sure it happens because of how rural and how spread out our population is. And so if you live in the Albuquerque, Santa Fe area, that's one thing. But if you're here in northwest New Mexico, you want to make sure that you can access all those plans and doctors and things as well, right?
And services, right, throughout the state.
And so whatever plan you choose, it's covered throughout the state or it's offered throughout the state.
Correct.
And the state's made sure of that.
Yes. So all 33 counties are covered by every carrier.
Right. And that's important as well. Mm-hmm. And those other levels of care as well, those metal levels that you mentioned, right, mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. also offered everywhere.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. So that's good. And so folks have until December 1st?
December 15th.
15th, thank you, to decide. Mm-hmm. And you have representatives then available to answer questions if folks have questions about what's best for their family. What things should folks be thinking about maybe from their medical care the previous year? Can that help to determine maybe what's the best plan or to make a change if they want to make a change?
Yeah, well, now's the time to make a change. Sure. If you're currently happy with your medical provider, then we can go ahead and make sure that if you wish to maybe change, can ensure that that provider is in fact covered by the new plan that you wish to enroll in as well.
Okay.
As well as prescriptions, if you're taking any prescriptions currently, we'll go through and make sure that whatever plan you are interested in, it covers all services that you need.
Got you. And if a family or an individual had a maybe some pretty heavy medical concerns last year, is that something to take into account maybe for this coming year of what to look into and maybe what to look at in the different plans to see how they may fare?
Yes, there's a lot of things that may actually help determine or help an individual when it comes to choosing a plan. Yeah, so we like to provide our assistance. All of our assistance is free. We do have enrollment counselors across the state of New Mexico as well as insurance agents across the state that assist with the enrollment in person. But we also have our call center, which Katrina referred to, the 833-2-BE-WELL. So that's 833-862-3935. And anybody that calls that line will actually be able to speak with a certified enrollment counselor who can get all their questions answered as well.
I see. And that's important. Go ahead.
That is very important. And we're also going to be having two enrollment events here in Farmington.
Okay.
Tuesday, November 12th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Farmington Public Library. And that's at 2101 Farmington Avenue. And then another one Tuesday, December 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the San Juan Center for Independence. So this is the perfect time to get your questions answered and to actually enroll into a plan.
You'll have folks on scene at those two events to sign people up.
Correct. We'll have enrollment counselors and a broker as well. We also have a local broker here that's certified, and that is Ken Ragsdale. And he's located at 414 North Wall Street. And his phone number is 320-3473. So give him a call, set up an appointment, and he can answer all your questions as well and get you enrolled into a plan for the January 1st
start date, right?
Correct.
The new plan year, I guess, right?
That's correct.
Is what it would be. And then I know that, Juliet, you're also the Native American liaison as well, correct? And so there's some outreach on the reservations as well that folks can take advantage of these plans as well, correct?
Yep, definitely. So we're on the road all the time. So we do host enrollment days here in Farmington, Gallup, as well as up in Mescalero area. Mm-hmm. We are up in Dulce as well for Hickory Apache. But again, anybody that calls our contacts our call center, we'll get in touch with an enrollment counselor, and we can help help them get in touch with the nearest assister if they prefer in-person assistance. But if they prefer to meet with the Native American enrollment counselor, we can definitely get them in touch with one as well.
Okay.
But that's another thing. Native Americans actually qualify for year-round enrollment and can actually change plans on a monthly basis if they wish. Oh. And being enrolled in a health insurance plan through BULNM actually benefits the funding for IHS facilities. Say an individual goes to get services at an IHS facility, that facility can then bill the insurance carrier for any services that individual received. So it does benefit IHS funding as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Yeah, definitely. And it also covers, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It also covers emergency services out of state. So if you're traveling and you solely rely on IHS, a lot of times they don't cover emergency services from out of state. So having coverage through BULNM would definitely ensure that you are covered in those emergency situations.
That's a great point. And again, you mentioned that, if I understand correctly, Native Americans maybe aren't required to sign up by this deadline of December 15th. They could sign up at any time.
Yep.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And change at any time as well.
Yes. But to ensure that January 1 start date, we would really strongly recommend you get that application and enrollment completed by December 15th.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And from what I have seen, it seems like by having some with this new, this is a Affordable Care Act, correct? Out, it seems now that more and more residents of our state are getting access to medical care and insurance and being able to maybe afford some of these things. I know it's can be a controversial topic, but is that what you've seen, that we have more people getting access to care and hopefully maybe getting preventative care or not having to wait until things are really, really bad and show up at the emergency department with some horrible thing because they've had regular care up until that point?
Yeah, I believe individuals that are currently enrolled in a BULNM plan, a lot of them decide to retain their coverage for the next calendar year. And I think that individuals really see the value in having that coverage because you just never know.
Right, that's true. And Katrina, same question, I guess. Have you seen some of this as well in your work?
Yes, we're seeing more and more of it. When we attend events, we're finding that more and more people are covered. They have health insurance. And so that's good to hear because that is our main mission, is to get more New Mexicans insured with health insurance.
Right.
And it doesn't matter through who, with who, just as long as they get insured.
Sure, because that really does open up a lot of doors for care and coverage. Correct. And treatment, I suppose, too, right? And especially for children, I would think, too. Same type of thing. Instead of having to go without, if you've got insurance, maybe you're not as apt to skip an appointment or just shake it off and it'll feel better tomorrow, perhaps, or things like that. Maybe we need to go see somebody about this, this issue that is troubling this child.
That's correct. And people aren't as afraid to go in to see the doctor either. And then with all the plans that we have through BULNM, preventative care is covered
right.
free, and so are immunizations. So it just adds that little extra layer of protection and peace of mind. So individuals aren't as scared to go in, I guess.
Sure. And I know, though, I still hear that for some people they're a little intimidated by the forms or by filling out the application or things along that line. And it sounds like that's why you have some of these events planned in the area that you can help maybe or offer some one-on-one assistance, maybe through Ken's office, as you mentioned, and things along that line. Is that
correct? I think people sometimes are afraid to get online and start entering their information in, and it's just easier to meet with a person one-on-one because then they can actually get their questions answered right away instead of having to wait to get an answer. So with that little bit of, I guess, one-on-one attention, it's easier to get enrolled into a plan.
Right. And so if I've got my plan through my employer, I'm good to go. I don't need to worry about this. This is for the folks that don't have health insurance through their job or some other
correct.
Spouse or something else, correct?
Correct. If they don't have coverage through an employer or they do not qualify for Medicaid or Medicare because they're still under the age of 65, then BULNM is the place to go.
Right. And for those that maybe are on Medicare or Medicaid, then they're covered under those. There's not a supplemental plans through this, or is there?
Correct. There is no supplemental plans.
Through this system?
Right, through BULNM.
Got it. This is just for kind of the full coverage that we're talking about.
Correct.
For individuals and families.
Correct.
And that's what you see on the website, right?
Yes.
And then there are some other incentives or some other things that can help lower the cost, right? Depending on your income and things along that line that folks do find out about once they go online and start answering some questions, correct?
Yes, that is correct. The health insurance marketplace, or BULNM, New Mexico's Health Insurance Exchange, is the only place where individuals can go to shop, compare, and buy coverage here in the state of New Mexico and also receive those premium tax credits. So the advanced premium tax credits can be used towards the monthly premium, which would reduce the premium on a monthly basis. And there's also a cost-sharing reductions that may be available based off of your income and household size again, which would reduce your out-of-pocket costs, like your deductibles and co-pays, as well as the out-of-pocket maximum.
Gotcha. Yeah,
so that's only available through BULNM. So make sure you get your applications in before December 15th.
Right. And you would see that, though, very clearly when you're filling out the application and choosing which plan that you want to sign up for, right? You would
correct.
Get the bottom line cost, I guess, for you or your family in that before you hit the final send button, I suppose.
Yes, after you submit your application, it'll then tell you about how much of a tax credit you would qualify for, and then you can determine about how much you wish to use towards your monthly premium. So you can decide to use the full amount, some of it, or none of it. It really depends on the individual and what you're comfortable with. So there, it is. We try to make it an easy, streamlined process,
right,
which
right.
is why we provide that assistance, whether it be over the phone, online, or via our website. We also have a chat function available on our website as well. So if anybody just wants to hop on BULNM.com, you can chat with an enrollment counselor.
So you mentioned it's a tax credit, so that sounds different from just a discount or something else, correct? It's a little bit different, right?
Yes, that's why they calculate your annual household income, yes, because it is based off of your tax. taxable income.
And then, as you mentioned, that it gives the user the option of how much they want to go against the cost of their insurance then. Is that accurate as well?
That's correct.
If I understood you correctly.
That's
so
correct.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. And most people, I imagine, take advantage of that, don't they?
Definitely.
And put all of it against the cost of their health insurance, or does it just depend on the individual, I suppose?
It really just depends on the individual, yeah.
Got it. Well, very good. And again, all these things between now and December 15th,
Yes. That
is the deadline for non-Native American residents of New Mexico
Correct. To
sign up for the New Mexico Health Exchange, bewellnm.com.
That's correct.
And the phone number again, if folks have a question, if they want to find out more about what we're talking about this morning.
Call us at 1-833-862-3935, and that's 1-833-2-BE-WELL.
Okay, very good. And Katrina, can you remind us again about the two events you've got coming up here in Farmington to help folks who maybe want to show up in person and ask some questions?
Okay, so the first event we're going to be having is Tuesday, November 12th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Farmington Public Library. Oh, yes,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
then right. Our second event is Tuesday, December 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the San Juan Center for Independence.
Okay. And then the other individual that you mentioned who can help with questions and has an office here, Ken Ragsdale, and people can reach out to him as well.
That's correct.
Anytime.
That's correct. And he's located at 414 North Wall Street, or you can reach him at 505-320-3473.
Okay, very good. Anything else that we need to cover this morning about the re-enrollment period?
I think we hit all the important bullets there. Yeah?
Just get enrolled before December 15th.
That's the key.
If you have any questions, visit our website or give us a call.
Okay, very good. So thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about this. Very important for residents of Northwest New Mexico. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning from Be Well, New Mexico, right here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.